On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
The brother of a 17-year-old boy who was targeted in what some are calling a racist attack in Canterbury says he doesn't deserve to die. German student Daniel Ezzedin, who's of Lebanese descent, is in a coma after being taken to hospital in a critical condition a week ago. Last night, hundreds of people marched from Westgate Towers to Whitefriars Street, where the assault happened, to show support for him. Ben Hickman organised the demonstration and says they're taking a stand.
Our MP has obviously been in contact with the family and helping them out. Clearly there's flowers down there, and there should be plenty of people here to express our solidarity with the victim, regardless of what exactly has happened.
Police have questioned six teenagers and a man over the attack, but so far no one's been charged.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
We're waiting to hear the result of the first round of voting in the race to become the next Prime Minister. At least one of the 10 candidates to replace Theresa May as Conservative leader will be eliminated. The rest need at least 17 votes from fellow Tory MPs to stay in the race. It's a secret ballot, and Sky's political editor Beth Rigby says party officials are keen to keep it that way.
MPs have apparently been disallowed from taking their phones into the vote because I'm told that some in the Boris Johnson team had been ordering MPs to take a photo of their ballot papers.
Our political editor Paul Francis told us what will happen next.
Next week there'll be further ballots and a key day is Tuesday, when there'll be a second elimination round, and I think that's the point at which we'll get an indication of the favourites.
Eventually, the list of people hoping to become the next Prime Minister will be whittled down to two, and we should know who's got the top job in about 6 weeks' time.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating a reported sexual assault in Margate. A teenage girl was said to have been approached by a man who took her to his vehicle in Ethelbert Crescent and touched her inappropriately in May. Figures show Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust had the worst waiting times for cancer patients in the country last year. 4 in 10 people had to wait more than 2 months after initial GP referral. The government target is for 85% of patients to be treated within that time. The Trust says it's seen an increase in demand. They've made changes to their system to make sure people are seen more quickly. Shocking pictures have emerged of teenagers skateboarding and cycling on rooftops in Dover. Staff at the Brunch Cafe on Biggin Street noticed the youngsters risking their lives by jumping over gaps in between buildings on Sunday afternoon. Assistant manager Elaine Walker is worried someone could end up falling off and getting seriously injured.
They are likely to break the neck, because there's no doubt about it. It's totally irresponsible from their point of view. I mean, we've taken advice about putting signs up and some sort of deterrent, but at this moment, obviously, it is just open rooftop space. Not very clever.
Police saying they're looking into it and are keen to speak to any witnesses. You can see the pictures at kentonline.co.uk. Police have been hunting a man suspected of having a gun in Medway. Officers arrested a 26-year-old in Station Road in Raynham last night in connection to the incident. A number of paintball guns have been seized as part of the investigation. A woman's been charged with 2 counts of fraud after people in West Kent were tricked into handing over money. Over the past couple of months, members of the public have been approached by a woman claiming to be in distress and saying her bank cards had been stolen or that she needed a locksmith. 54-year-old Kathleen Perry from Acorn Place in Maidstone was arrested on Sunday and is due in court next month. And a world record holding swimmer is coming to Kent this summer to inspire the next generation of champions. Olympic gold medalist Adam Peaty will be visiting Strood Sports Centre to deliver a race clinic for youngsters. The 50-metre and 100-metre breaststroke record holder will coach the session for 8 to 17-year-olds in August.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Manchester City now know who they'll start their defence of their Premier League title against. The newly released fixtures see the champions away to West Ham at lunchtime on the 10th of August. Before that, runners-up Liverpool kick off at newly promoted Norwich on the Friday night. And in cricket, Kent's county championship match against Somerset has been disrupted again by the rain. They've only managed to play on one day so far, with the home side scoring 139 in their first innings and their opponents managing 169. Further pitch inspections are set to take place, with Kent due to resume on 24 for 2 in their second go with the bat. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.